TCI Magazine Audio Edition. Listen to your favorite arboriculture articles on the go.
Demand growing for insulated compact lifts. By Rick Howland. While there may be a slew of reasons for it, one thing seems certain: demand for insulated compact lifts in tree care is growing. In this article, we look at what is driving the increase in demand for insulated models, some of the equipment that is available and its features and benefits. Increased demand. We've been witnessing a noticeable surge in requests for insulated machines lately, says Emily Shoemake, Director of Marketing at Tract Lifts LLC, a 16-year TCIA corporate member company based in York, Pennsylvania. It's indicative of a significant shift in niche subcategories of tree care like line clearing and right-of-way work. Recently, I had a conversation with a customer who expressed a strong preference for insulated lifts for his right-of-way business. Certainly, the increased demand for fully insulated, tracked lifts can be attributed to several factors, says Shoemake. In my recent conversation with another customer, he highlighted the limitations he faced with the bucket trucks required to fulfill his contracts. These trucks struggled on terrain with steep grades and soft surfaces, common challenges encountered during right-of-way clearing. Similarly, Leonard Polonsky of All Access Equipment, a 13-year TCIA corporate member company based in Wilmington, Massachusetts, notes, "We have absolutely observed expanding demand for insulated compact lifts." He explains that the versatility of the dielectrically insulated tracked lift gives users greater functionality and safety. Andy Price, market manager for tree care at Alltech Industries Incorporated, a 38-year TCIA corporate member company based in Birmingham, Alabama, observes when asked about increased demand for the insulated lifts, "Yes, mainly from companies specializing in right-of-way line clearing. It's the desire for utilities to better protect their distribution assets and lack of access due to buildings, fences, rugged terrain, etc." Alltech in March announced it has acquired Tupin North America. Martin Baruta, Tupin CEO, corroborates the increase in demand. "Yes, we see an increasing demand for insulated lifts, especially for use in tight and rough terrain locations," concurs Baruta. "Demand has been strong," says Butch Trice, manager for the forestry business at VersaLift, a 39-year TCIA corporate member company based in Waco, Texas. "The reason for the increase in the manufacture of the compact machines on crawlers is that they have the capability to go through a 36-inch wide gate in a chain-link fence and provide a tall working height. The reasonable price and safety protection are the main driving cause for the increase in demand," opines Thomas Ya, director at Goman Lift, a 3-year TCIA corporate member company based in St. Laurent, Quebec, Canada. "We are pretty confident that our Series D will meet those two criteria," says Xiao. "There has always been a demand for insulated compact lifts, so I don't think it has actually increased," says Ebby Christensen, president and CEO with Ruthman Reachmaster North America LP, a 20-year TCIA corporate member company based in Porter, Texas. "But with the increased presence of manufacturers that offer insulated units over the recent years, there is no doubt it has renewed and perhaps increased the focus on the need for using insulated equipment when working near power lines." The equipment. "We have two insulated lift models," says Tract Lifts Shoemake. "The TL22.10-46 kV, which has a 72-foot working height, and the TL26-50-46 kV, which has an 86-foot working height." She explains, "One of our more recent upgrades to our insulated machines was the addition of roller boom sections in both of our insulated models. Traditional boom sections with grease are prone to attracting debris like sawdust and twigs during tree work. While regular cleaning suffices for non-insulated machines, the presence of such debris poses a significant risk to the fiberglass in insulated models. To address this potential problem, we incorporated rollers into the design to effectively minimize debris buildup and safeguard the integrity of the fiberglass. The CMC75i available from All Access Equipment also features a high voltage, 46 kV rating and a working height of 75 feet, according to Polonsky. It is capable of operating directly from the rear of an undersea DL truck chassis or functioning independently as a self-propelled tracked lift when unloaded from the truck. Altec already had its own TDA-58 insulated compact lift, and now also offers Tupin North America's TC-56 AIC and the new Tupin TC-67 AIC insulated models, according to price. In addition, Baruta says the Tupin Leo 86 SICK, a straight boom lift, also is insulated. The articulated models have two insulated sections, one in the upper arm and one in the lower arm, says Baruta. The Tupin TC-67 AIC is the newest model and was released in February 2024, says Baruta. This machine is equipped with several new options and features, for example, a safety remote control system, remote diagnostics, an advanced control system, continuous rotation, a hydraulic system, chassis design with embedded engine and hydraulic and electronic components for the best protection. Goman has developed a series of insulated tracked lifts since 2017, says Xiao. It has its D series of 10 kV lifts, X18D, 60-foot working height and X21D, 71-foot working height, and its 46 kV E series, X17E, 55-foot working height and X23E, 75-foot working height. The D series has the same structure as its X18 and X21 lifts, but uses insulated booms in place of the jib. All models of Goman's E series have two-piece insulation, i.e., one-piece insulation in the lower boom and a completely insulated telescopic boom, Xia says. Goman is developing a rough terrain chassis with 46-foot and 55-foot work height insulated booms, which are oriented for utility purposes. VersaLift offers from 39-foot to 64-foot working height lifts on a crawler that are insulated, according to Butch Trice. Their primary use was with electrical utilities and right-of-way contractors, but they have found their way into the private sector and offer the private sector the same protection from electrocution as the utility companies had and need. The benefits make insulated lifts appealing. While Ruthman Reachmaster does not currently offer an insulated compact lift, Christensen reflects on ongoing R&D. We are always looking at new options, but we also are listening carefully to the market to make sure the R&D matches the market trends, he says. The higher cost has always been a factor in both the supply and demand for these lifts, and in particular for smaller operators. To do non-insulated tree care work with an insulated unit is a very expensive proposition and financially unwise, Christensen observes. So wherever you can use non-insulated units, you will still do that, and if you buy an insulated unit, you will have the opportunity to expand your business to also include jobs that require insulated units. Once end users are aware of all the benefits afforded by dielectrically insulated lifts like the CMC-75i, it becomes a very appealing prospect to add this equipment to their fleet, says All Access Equipment's Polanski. Baruta reiterates what others contacted for this article say regarding any negative impact a greater interest in insulated lifts might have on the market for non-insulated machines. We don't see an impact, because the machines are developed for different applications. Insulating factors. When investigating the purchase of an insulated compact lift, one is confronted with terms such as insulated and dielectrically insulated or dielectrically protected. The difference is in the manner in which insulation is achieved, though for this discussion, the result is much the same. Insulated booms constructed from fiberglass serve as a protective measure, especially vital when operators encounter live power lines, states Tracked Lifts Shoemaker. These fiberglass boom sections act as a barrier to prevent electrical currents from finding earth, substantially reducing the risk of electrocution. Insulated and dielectrically protected are essentially synonymous terms, both referring to the protective measures taken to ensure electrical safety in machinery, she explains. When we say a machine is insulated, it means it's equipped with strategically placed fiberglass components aimed at providing dielectric protection. All our machines undergo dielectric inspection and certification to ANSI A92.2 category C46 kV standards, ensuring they meet rigorous safety criteria. It's worth noting, Shoemaker adds, that while the terms insulated and dielectrically protected can be used interchangeably, there are varying levels of insulation ratings. Essentially, dielectric testing evaluates the integrity of insulated booms. This process involves breaking the current to assess the effectiveness of insulation. Xia at Goman explains that dielectric and insulation are differentiated from their applications. The difference between the dielectric and insulation is that dielectric stores the electrical charges, while insulation opposes the flow of electrons. Annual testing. Shoemate continues, there are many nuances in regard to dielectric testing, so it is important that insulated machines follow a strict schedule for annual inspection by a certified technician. One critical consideration is that fiberglass sections will typically have some kind of gel coat. A damaged gel coat can permit water impregnation of the fiberglass, diminishing its insulating properties and potentially allowing current flow. Damage to the gel coating can be detected with dielectric testing. Insulating components, such as a fiberglass upper boom, are rated for a specific voltage, such as 46 kV for a Category C, as defined by the industry standard SIA ANSI/SIA A92.2-2001 vehicle-mounted elevating and rotating aerial devices, says Altex Price. As required by ANSI/SIA A92.2, these components are dielectrically tested at higher than rated voltage and require periodic testing to confirm that insulating characteristics are maintained. Dielectrically protected components, such as the fiberglass lower boom chassis insulator, are dielectrically tested per SIA ANSI/SIA A92.2-2001 to confirm that electric current leakage does not exceed defined limits, says Price, but are not assigned a specific voltage rating. Can insulation be added as an upgrade? So, is retrofitting a non-insulated compact lift into an insulated lift an option? Trice at VersaLift explains some basics. The non-insulated unit can be all steel components or aluminum, and they typically have wires that run through the boom for the controls, limit switches, to restrict boom movement, on the booms and the use of wire braid hoses. Those things prevent it from being dielectrically insulated, says Trice. Insulated units have fiberglass components, non-conductive hoses and no wiring through the boom, Trice explains. Wires are conductive. Hydraulics are used to control and power the lift. In some instances, an air switch may be used with non-conductive tubing. The insulated aerial is a lot heavier than the non-insulated unit. The difference makes the insulated aerial more expensive than the non-insulated aerial, Trice says. At this time, VersaLift does not offer any retrofitting of older aerials from non-insulated to insulated, Trice adds. That is cost prohibitive, and there are other factors in the structure of the device that prohibit it as well. Shoemake at Tracked Lifts says a standard power line carries roughly 13,000 volts of electricity. Given the magnitude of that amount of electricity, it is vital that any machine advertised as insulated is engineered to meet the rigorous specifications of ANSI A92.2 Category C insulation, she says. We take this certification extremely seriously, which is why we do not offer any retrofit solutions for our non-insulated machines. Other manufacturers or upfitters may offer conversion packages, but not any of those spoken with for this article. Evaluate your needs. Acknowledging that lifts for utility purposes obviously require high voltage protection, for example, 46 kV, as previously mentioned, Goman Xia says they may be overkill for some tree care professionals. I think for an arborist who is not contracted for working for utilities, but is pruning trees in residential areas, our D-Series 60-foot and 71-foot tracked lifts are good tools, as the price is very competitive and still insulated to 10 kV. They don't need extra and more expensive units. Despite the increased cost and even if they are not regularly performing line clearance, many customers are still opting for the insulated machine over its non-insulated counterpart, according to Tracked Lifts Shoemake. Because owning one not only expands their opportunities for securing additional contracts, but also allows them the flexibility to use the machine for regular jobs that don't necessarily require insulation, she says. When arborists are exposed to job sites with live power lines, whether it is intentional or not, opting for an insulated machine reduces the amount of life-threatening risk and gives the operator and other crew members peace of mind knowing they are operating with the highest level of safety, Shoemake explains. We also see customers use their insulated machines for storm work, especially in areas with numerous downed power lines. Conclusion. Bottom line to all this is that insulated compact lifts are adding to the demand for this category of machine. And because it is addressing a niche need, it is not necessarily replacing the non-insulated version. The purchase decision rests on your business as it is now and how you envision it in the future. Rick Howland is a veteran newspaper reporter and editor, former national magazine owner and editor, and retired international consultant in public relations, advertising, merchandising, and training. He lives in the upper Hudson River Valley of New York.
Want to stay up to date on the latest audio edition of the TCI Magazine? Subscribe to us on Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. To check out more of what TCI Magazine has to offer or to subscribe to the print magazine, visit tcimag.tcia.org.